This is VOA News. I'm Laurel Bowman. Ugandan authorities have recovered the bodies of over 40 people after suspected rebels attacked a secondary school near the border with Congo, AP correspondent Karen Chamez reports.
The victims, most of whom were students, were burnt, shot, or hacked to death at Lubiriha Secondary School in the Ugandan border town of Mpondwe. The attackers came at night and set fire to a dormitory, shooting and hacking others with machetes. The Ugandan military has said that at least six people were abducted by the rebels, who fled across the porous border into Congo after the raid. Ugandan authorities blamed the raid on the Allied Democratic Forces, an extremist group that has been launching attacks for years from its bases in volatile eastern Congo. I'm Karen Chemas.
Airstrikes killed civilians and pummeled multiple parts of the Sudanese capital on Saturday, residents said, as mediators pushed the warring factions towards a new ceasefire. Fighting between the Sudanese army and paramilitary rapid support forces is entering its third month, with neither side gaining a clear advantage. Britain's King Charles celebrated his first official birthday parade as sovereign on Saturday, riding on horseback to inspect soldiers in a ceremony that has been an annual event since 1760. The parade, known as Trooping the Colour, comes just weeks after Charles's coronation on May 6th, another ceremony featuring soldiers marching in scarlet coats and bearskin fur hats in central London, accompanied to music played by military bands. And an earthquake of magnitude 5.5 struck the Babuyan Islands in the Philippines on Saturday. That's according to the U.S. Geological Survey. This is VOA News. 1 year after the Texas school massacre in the United States, U.S. President Joe Biden is calling for tougher gun restrictions, the AP's Ed Donahue reports.
The deaths of 19 elementary school children and two teachers in Uvalde, Texas, led to the first significant piece of federal firearms legislation in nearly three decades.
To change the culture, prove we can do more than just thoughts and prayers.
Speaking at a gun safety summit in West Hartford, Connecticut, the president says they are at a tipping point.
We will ban assault weapons in this country. We will ban multi-round magazines. We will hold gun makers liable.
The president called for people to turn their pain into purpose.
We will beat the gun industry. We will beat big money that sits behind them. And the politicians refuse to stand up and act. It won't be easy. I have no illusions how fiercely they'll fight back.
Since that bill signing last summer, the number of mass shootings has only grown. Firearms are the number one killer of children in the U.S. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Washington is imposing visa restrictions for Ugandans it accuses of undermining the democratic process after the enactment of anti-gay law in the East African country. More from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
A statement Friday from the U.S. State Department does not name any targeted individuals. It says the U.S. will consider further possible actions against Ugandan officials and other individuals complicit in abusing human rights, including those of LGBTQ plus persons, or engaging in corrupt practices. Uganda's new law adopted last month punishes homosexuality, including with the death penalty in some cases. The legislation has been widely condemned by rights activists and others abroad, but it has wide support in Uganda, including among religious leaders and lawmakers. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
And in U.S. Open news, that's men's professional golf. Ricky Fowler takes the lead in Los Angeles. Graham Agars has more.
Ricky Fowler continued on his record-setting way at the U.S. Open, taking the 36-hole lead at 10-under on a day where the L.A. Country Club fought back with increasingly difficult conditions. Fowler topped the leaderboard after a rollercoaster 68 that included 8 birdies, 6 bogeys, and just 4 pars. His two-round hole of 18 birdies set a new mark for the Open, and his 130-shot total equaled the lowest ever halfway score for the championship. He leads by 1 from Wyndham Clark and by 2 from Rory McIlroy and Xander Schauffele. I'm Graham Agars.
And I'm Laurel Bowman for VOA News.